Nearly a week after record rainfall swamped Tennessee, the state is still drying out and taking stock. A river mud glaze coats many streets, trees, and buildings, a reminder of just how much was underwater and how long a recovery could take. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
Nearly 2,000 houses flooded in Nashville alone. In the Pennington Bend area along the Cumberland River, families are just now able to return home without using a boat. Neighbors Vicki Douglas and Tyrone Parker say they had little warning Sunday night before they evacuated.
The water was so quiet.
Like, I had walked down to the main entrance. It was up to my ankles. And then when I went back to get them, we came back, it was up to our knees.
The Cumberland River didn't go down nearly as fast, but it's finally below flood stage. The first solid damage estimates are at $1.5 billion just in Nashville, and that doesn't include public buildings, roads, and bridges. Statewide, there's still no tally, in part because some areas are still in rescue mode.
This is not a recovery effort right now. This is still an emergency rescue effort.
For the first time since the storm knocked it off the air, Kix 96 in Centerville began broadcasting yesterday. Steve Gregory is the mayor of Hickman County, an hour southwest of Nashville.
Well, see, we have to assess the damage first.
Right.
And once we get that done, then we can go in and start the cleanup effort.
Restoring even the most basic services will take months. More than 100 bridges around the county are damaged, and much of the drinking water infrastructure washed away. Pipes are still hanging in treetops. And the floodwater itself is getting more dangerous by the day. In many areas, raw sewage continues to pour directly into rivers.
There are 7 plants that are completely offline, and that means that they're not providing any treatment at this point. And so, obviously, it's a priority to get those back and working.
Tisha Calabrese-Benton with the state's Department of Environment and Conservation says 65 other plants are only partially disinfecting sewage. For now, a more long-term environmental and health concern isn't being dealt with. Untold gallons of petroleum, chemicals, and fertilizer now working their way down the Cumberland River. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.